day, everyone. Thank you for joining us. We have an exclusive live interview with David Sandoval, founder of Perium Health Products, and guest Michael Wolfeld, naturopathic doctor. The subject is, why whole foods? Here's David.
Well, here is the point of tonight's subject. And the bottom line is, if men knew everything that there was to know about nutrition and about food and about the way the human body worked and the way that plants interacted with the soil, the wind, the rain, and the sunlight, then we would have a far greater chance of trusting man over God and Mother Nature. But there are innumerable mistakes that have been made, and I'm going to open the door for Michael to talk about them, with vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin A, the most common antioxidants that we know that are part of every multivitamin. Michael will give you an example about how each one of them was grossly misunderstood as it was introduced to the market, and evidence that they continue to not be completely understood, and how they've improved. And if Michael wants, I'll talk about how digression or the progression of those nutrients and what has happened to them over the years. So Michael, because you have a little bit of time with us, the subject tonight is why whole foods over isolated vitamins. And I wanted to point out some of the obvious mistakes that have been made when man tried to present vitamins like E, C, and A to the human body. Would you please take over from that point?
Yeah, thanks, Dave. And you're quite, capable. And what I wanted to do is I wanted to sort of give everyone an idea of how fortunate we all are. Don't want Dave to have to toot his own horn, but, thanks to Dave and Amy, we have a company that is loaded with products that not only are the finest products that you're going to find, especially the ones that you're seeing in the new brochure, because they're all 100% whole food. Many of them are certified organic. They're all pesticide, herbicide free. But also, from a standpoint of all of us out there in the field, we have a group of products that, like I said, not only are the finest, but they're also the best price. Almost every MLM out there, even the ones that have decent products and good products, and there are some out there, they're all charging an arm and a leg, and you're basically the consumer, just the plain consumer who's not a member, is paying anywhere from 20 to 40% more than if they walked into a health food store for something similar or maybe comparable. With our products, you're getting a step above in terms of quality, and you're paying, the consumer is paying 20% less than an honest price if they could find that product in a health food store. So, I mean, that's significant, and I want to offer my thanks and appreciation to Dave and Amy because they both are willing and have put quality and integrity before profit. And I think as a company, we all need to understand that a good friend of mine once said, a very wise man who I consider to be a friend, he said, life should be chiefly service. And with the kinds of program and products that we have, we can all live that by that motto, that we can all provide a whole bunch of service to people, and we're all going to make money while we're providing the service thanks to the great program that exists with these wonderful products. And also we have Dave to thank for bringing in J.T. Visbal, who created the beautiful brochure that some of you have already seen. Hopefully most of you have now. So I just wanted to give a little introduction in that regard. And I will say one thing along with what Dave was saying, and I don't have time to go into a lot of this, but one thing I will highly recommend is if you want to become very, very well-versed about this whole subject of isolated vitamins versus nutrients and vitamins and minerals as they are found in whole living food, there is a great book called The Real Truth of Vitamins and Antioxidants, and it's by a lady by the name of Judith DeCava, DeCava. Barnes & Noble can get it. You can get it through the Price Pottinger Foundation. But if you just read this book, it will give you great bedtime reading. It will put you to sleep. It's quite boring in some regards because the lady's not trying to be outlandish or theatrical. She's just trying to prevent the good facts from the early 1900s in terms of all of the research that's ever been done on isolated and whole food nutrients. And so once you look at this stuff, you will become so well educated and confident that you now will be well-versed and can easily explain to anybody why the things that Dave was just talking about, like vitamin E and vitamin C, vitamin A, all these things were conjured up and isolated. And the people that originally found these things all said that when they were found in food, they worked better. But that part of the experiment was sort of lost and shuffled under the carpet because of, well, let's be honest, the old jolly green dollar, you know, and the pharmaceutical companies got into the act, and all of a sudden, we were into nutrition by the numbers instead of looking at what is a vitamin, what is a mineral, what's an antioxidant, and how does it work in the body when it's really food. And so I just wanted to share that and share that little appreciation for all of you guys out there, for not only Dave and Amy, but all you guys out there that are working so hard making this a wonderful program, and I think the sky's the limit.
Michael, thank you so much for coming to speak with us on behalf of Purium Health Products.
Well, thank you.
Well, I would like to also thank Michael, obviously, for being part of the team that is, in my opinion, a group of gatekeepers. We try to make sure that nothing gets into this party that we don't want here. I think it's vitally important that you understand and connect with the philosophy that drives us to bring these products to you. A very brief explanation, won't take long. Just want people to understand the difference between a whole food supplement and a regular supplement. First of all, whole food supplements don't try to create the highest concentration of a single component, whether it be vitamin C, A, E, selenium, whatever it might be. Instead, we seek to find a food that has a natural balance of nutrients that support that antioxidant. For example, vitamin E, vitamin C, and vitamin A were early on identified as antioxidants. In order to commercialize their production and distribution and to capitalize financially from the knowledge of antioxidants, the marketing opportunity created by the discovery of antioxidants was obviously to reduce the cost of production, to ramp production up to the mass production quality and quantity, and of course, to get it to the people in the smallest portion size possible. Take a small pill and swallow it, and that will substitute for eating right. Well, a few mistakes were made. We found that when vitamin C was first introduced, it was not vitamin C, nor in many cases is it today. Instead, it is a chemical imitator called ascorbic acid. Now, you've all heard this so many times, but I want to remind you that in the early days, vitamin C was famous for giving people bowel disturbances like diarrhea and cramping. And they soon realized that the vitamin C was, in fact, causing this bowel intolerance. And so they decided to buffer the vitamin C. So they added some ascorbates, some mineral ascorbates that were supposed to buffer and minimize the impact of the vitamin C on the bowel and the intestines. They then realized that vitamin C itself really wasn't that effective. It had redox potential, but it did not actually work effectively within the structure of the body. So they determined that they needed to add bioflavonoids. So then vitamin C soon began to be offered with bioflavonoids on the label as a big improvement. And in fact, it was. They then realized that vitamin C with bioflavonoids worked pretty good, but they realized that vitamin C being fat-soluble and water-soluble, perhaps, so some better companies came out and said, you know what, we actually have a fat-soluble type of vitamin C. And it, of course, was still created from the same pharmaceutical method of chemical composition. And so now today, when you buy the most sophisticated vitamin C supplements, which are getting more and more expensive now, you see that they've added isoquercetin, they've added quercetin, they've added a number of other mineral ascorbates, a wide variety of minerals, and soon they are slowly trying to recreate what occurs in a food that contains vitamin C, but they still have not been able to because they start with chemically isolated parts. They try to put them together to imitate something that already was together. Well, here's the problem. When nature puts together vitamin C or any other vitamin, it does so with a complete spectrum of complementary nutrients. Another example is vitamin A. They determined and isolated vitamin A, and they began to sell it as a vitamin supplement. Then they realized that it actually would be toxic in the body over certain levels. So then they pulled back and they revised and they said, wait, we now are going to sell you beta-carotene because you know that beta-carotene converts to vitamin A. And that was supposedly the big step. But they didn't realize is that beta-carotene was just one of the carotenoid family that included alpha-carotene and zeaxanthin and lutein and any number of other carotenoids that are equally, if not more important, and equally, if not more powerful than beta-carotene. It's just that beta-carotene was the first thing they discovered. They had not discovered anything else, and so they went around and ballyhooed this great new discovery and made everybody run around and buy all these vitamin A supplements because they had discovered it. Well, guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Vitamin A existed long before they isolated it and discovered it. Vitamin E existed long before they discovered it and isolated it. And vitamin C existed long before they discovered it and isolated it. And societies around the globe would actually seek out and consume foods to heal them that upon review by scientific discipline turned out to be extremely high in nutrients like vitamin C, carotenoids, and tocopherols, which are basically vitamin A and vitamin E. Unfortunately, in order to bring vitamin E to the public, they did the same thing they did to margarine. They hydrogenated it so it wouldn't rancify. And unfortunately, this de-estered vitamin E would truly be one of the greatest frauds ever perpetrated upon the public in the United States. And the evidence is finally coming out, what fraudulent information it has been and what billions of dollars have been poured into the poor people who had hope that this vitamin E would help their heart, etc., and now realize they've been sort of taken to the cleaners. Well, the truth of the matter is that all foods have something really important going for them that I want you to understand, when it is the survival of the fittest. Now, what do I mean, survival of the fittest? We usually talk about that when it relates to animals. It's a Darwinian theory of evolution that shows that an animal that cannot adapt to its environment will die, a polar bear in the equator type of thing. Well, the truth is that plants have gone through a far harsher environment because a plant can't move. Once its roots are in the soil, that's where it's going to be. It cannot migrate. For the winter, it cannot fly south like the birds did. Plants had to learn to survive and learn to build defenses against every type of stress that this earth had to offer. For example, green plants that perform photosynthesis must process in order to survive ultraviolet and radioactive light, which are highly mutagenic substances or elements. Well, the ultraviolet and radioactive light that comes from the sun that is absorbed and digested and converted by plants with chlorophyll, they don't damage those plants with chlorophyll. And the reason why is because form follows function. That plant that contains chlorophyll, whose function it is to perform photosynthesis, has been engendered with an amazing antioxidant capacity, blocking agents which block the damage done by the sun, suppressing agents which minimize the damage done, and repairing agents which go in and reverse the damage that's done. Now, when we take a green plant, and it was used, let's say, by armies 300, 500, 2,000 years ago, when a wound opened up on a man, they would take green leaves, crush them into a poultice, and pack them onto the wound so that it would not get infected, that it would begin to heal and the person would not get gangrene or some other infection and die. Now, did they need to isolate antioxidants from that green plant before they would use it? No. Did they care what was inside of that green plant that stopped them from dying or becoming infected or having an amputation? No. Any more than we should concern ourselves with exactly what quantity of individual nutrient might be in a whole food. What we can do is we could take the form and the function. We could learn from those. Now, whole foods contain a wide spectrum of nutrients that support the body's functioning. our body is designed to digest, to separate, and to utilize each of the compounds that we find in a plant. Unfortunately, a plant that contains vitamin C may have over 2,000 individual compounds, and many of those are beneficial. Unfortunately, when you isolate the vitamin C, or even worse, chemically produce the vitamin C, it cannot, will not, and never has those thousands of plant compounds that naturally occur in the food where the vitamin C was originally found. Now, Albert Saint-Georgi, who discovered vitamin C, was quite disappointed in Linus Pauling for his insistence on isolating and selling out to the pharmaceutical industry. And Albert Saint-Georgi is on record as saying that vitamin C that comes from peppers and citrus is far more effective and need be taken in a significantly smaller amount than the isolated chemical version of Linus Pauling. Additionally, there are unknown compounds. For example, in the amla berry, which we know is a tremendous source of vitamin C, an Ayurvedic fruit and medicine that's been used for 5,000 years, we know that the amla berry has now been proven to be one of nature's top three vitamin C producing plants by far. 7 to 14 times more vitamin C than you find in an orange. But here's the amazing part. The more vitamin C you find in a food, the higher content of tannins you find in that food. Well, why is that? Well, tannins have been proven to be tremendous antioxidants and cardioprotectors and a number of beneficial compounds, and amla is 40% tannins, around 6 to 7% vitamin C. Well, anyone who knows about the green tea catechins, you know what tannins do. They're tremendously powerful in defending the body. Well, if you take vitamin C that's been isolated and put into a tablet, and you take and you say, does that mimic the type of plant compounds that you find when vitamin C exists in nature? Let's say an amla berry, or perhaps in Kamu Kamu, or perhaps in an acerola cherry, or perhaps in rose hips. All of these foods that we have discovered to be so high in vitamin C, we would never want to isolate the vitamin C from those plants because it is known that those plants also contain additional beneficial compounds that maybe science hadn't discovered yet or has yet to discover. And simply because man hasn't isolated it and given it a name does not mean that it doesn't exist. Another example that I wanted to give of a food that is, again, a source, for example, of beta-carotene. You look at spirulina. Spirulina is nature's highest source of beta-carotene, but also has a wide complement of other antioxidants like alpha-carotene, zeaxanthin, lutein, and others. There are over 6 different carotenoids in abundance within spirulina, and yet no vitamin A supplement could ever compare. When you look at our carrot juice powder and the tocotrienols that come from rice bran, those rice bran tocotrienols, those are tocopherol type of antioxidants. They are like vitamin E, but they are far more powerful, 500 times more powerful than vitamin E. Yet before we knew they existed, we were being told that vitamin E was the heart-protecting antioxidant. Well, now we know that tocotrienols found in rice bran, which typically is melted away when we boil or steam the rice, the brown rice, unless we start with white rice, in which case we get none at all. This is a far superior type of vitamin E. Now, what we've tried to do is we have tried to take scientific research and apply it to traditional foods the world's cultures have known about for thousands of years. And what we've done is we've basically taken and minimally processed these foods. We have removed the moisture, and many times we removed the fiber as well. And in doing so, we've been able to concentrate all of the essences of the plant. The fiber is indigestible. The water takes up room and weight. And when you remove those two, you could reduce the size of that food by 90 to 95%. And as a consequence, this whole food concentrate can be used like you would use the supplement, like you would use the vitamin C, except you'll notice one difference. when you take natural substances, you need to take more. One a day could never happen with natural substances. You could not isolate and concentrate natural foods down far enough. You could not render them down far enough to put it into a single tablet that would benefit your body, nor can the pharmaceutical companies. When you talk about whole food supplements, you're going to be taking several servings, whether it be 2 or 3 or 4 tablespoons or 6 or 8 tablets or 10 or 15 tablets or capsules. It sounds like a lot, but guess what? Food can only be concentrated down so far. Now, another example, just going on about survival of the fittest, when a plant is on the ground, guess what? It's exposed to yeast. It's exposed to mold. It's exposed to bacteria. It's exposed to viruses. It's exposed, ladies and gentlemen, to the feces of animals that are dropping their dung all around them. And that same pathogenic compound, that animal feces, which would cause E. coli and salmonella and staphylococcus and all of these other bacteria that would kill us, are all going on to, in, around, under the plants that need to survive. Ultraviolet and radioactive light, freezing cold, 100-degree temperatures, 60-mile-per-hour winds, bugs that eat part of them or all of them. These plants have had to survive all of this over the eons, and the only way they've been able to do it is to develop antiviral, antiparasitic, antifungal, antivirus, antibacterial, antioxidant, antimutagenic. You see? All plants that exist today have had to survive from the beginning of time. You could take and follow them back 100 years, 1,000 years, 10,000 years, 1,000,000 years, 10,000,000 years, and these plants still exist on the earth today. How could we be so arrogant to believe that a double-blind study completed by money-hungry men over the course of 3 to 10 years could possibly compare to the massive amount of knowledge and power accumulated over millions of years? Talk about a scientific experiment, ladies and gentlemen. Millions of years of isolated survival, and we fail to tap into that power. These plants that could survive right next to these humans that cannot survive, because they fail to tap into that most simple knowledge, that knowledge at the hand of God and the incubator that is Mother Nature, that is this earth, have already pointed out to you, have already provided you with each of the necessary healing compounds, because we exist in the same exact environment as these plants. We also rely upon sun and air and dirt and water, just as the plants do. We are far more similar than we believe, and we need only through humility to begin to practice the original scientific theory. Original scientific theory says observe and validate. Well, modern scientific theory is more interested in creation and self-glorification. Look what I created. Look at me, the creator. Aren't I great? This centralized, egotistical form of science is a flawed form of science. It is all about self-glorification, and I'm telling you, we need to give glory to only one place, and that's to the creator and to nature. Because that is where we will find the closest thing to perfection, that which has survived through the eons only because it can. It wasn't put in a greenhouse. It wasn't given a sweater. Didn't get to wear shoes. Didn't have air conditioning or heating. Didn't have a doctor's care. Didn't have a medicine. It had to learn to survive optimally by taking what was available from the earth and using it to defend itself against every known pathogen, mutagen, and destructive substance that this earth has to offer. How can we not be humbled by the plant's accomplishment? How could we not, in our humility, begin to learn from those plants? And because it is our destiny, how could we not then benefit and thrive? Live that long life free of disease that is my desire for every single person. who watch this face of the earth. That long life free of disease must come from a personal responsibility and a personal ability to differentiate between the truth and hype, between the truth and self-serving information. What we have to offer is so simple that people do not believe that it is profound. I'm telling you, nothing is more profound than the simple. When you look at our whole food supplement, the new catalog, people have told us, Dave, we want a pretty piece of literature that will show what we stand for, who we are, what type of products we offer. And so we decided that we're going to break down each category of product into a single color brochure. The next color brochure that's coming will be on our cosmetic line, and after that it will be on weight loss, and after that it will be on detoxification. This color brochure that focuses on whole food supplements is going to allow you to go out and tell people this group of products right here is the finest available. We have the Tarte Montmorency Cherry, 100% pure. It is not pasteurized, it is flash pasteurized to reduce yeast and mold, but not to destroy the vital qualities of enzymes. Organic activated barley, the ultimate energy food, organic tropic oil, the only hand-filled virgin organic coconut oil that I know of in the world, packaged in glass as well. Organic barley green juice, organic kamut blend, organic spirulina, organic flax seeds. In addition to our pure cracked cell chlorella, these are foods that every single person could be so proud to go out and offer and to point to the purity and the potency and the organic quality and the whole food nature of what we're doing. And I want you to give feedback and let us know what you think about this color brochure, what you think about the message that's in it, whether you think that message is going to resound with your audience, because we are not a typical network marketing company. To the contrary, we are a company that will focus on products first, focused on people first. Our literature is starting to come around and reflect the quality of our products. The point is that we are a company that truly cares about quality, truly cares about purity, truly cares about choosing products that meet the following criterion. Number one, they must be safe. The Hippocratic Oath says, physician, do no harm. And yet you look at the warnings on pharmaceutical drugs, and it is enough to make you cringe. Who wants to be healed or relieved of a symptom when side effects include nausea, vomiting, muscle stiffness, body aches, possible heart attack, on and on and on? Even death as a side effect. So many times, thousands and thousands and thousands of deaths attributed to medications that were supposed to be helping the people who took them. When is the last person that you knew who died from taking a whole food supplement? Never. Tens of thousands have died just in the last decade. Tens of thousands have died in the last 10 years in this country because of the effect of pharmaceutical drugs that were approved as safe by the Food and Drug Administration. We are offering whole food supplements, each one of them completely safe, with what I call where there's smoke, there's fire theory. There has been enough empirical evidence and epidemiological evidence. That means that it's been documented that the people who use products similar to ours, people who use tropic oil, people who use the cherry, people who use wheatgrass, people who use barley grass, people who use spirulina, people who use chlorella, the stories are out there, hundreds of stories, empirical and epidemiological studies that show that people benefit. So they're safe, they're time proven. It's indicated that people who take them benefit. And finally, we put a stack of scientific literature. Where there's smoke, there's fire. If that many people are benefiting, if scientists are finding and identifying valuable compounds that exist in these foods that can be proven to benefit the human body, and you get all of three of those together, safe, effective, and scientifically validated, that's a powerful message, and that's the message that we have for you, is that these foods are historically validatable, scientifically validatable, and when you use them in your life, you will see the power of history, the power of nature, and the power of science coming together in a way that I don't believe has ever happened with the supplement company. God and Mother Nature have done a fantastic job at presenting foods on this earth that will heal us. We have done a phenomenal job at finding them and minimally changing them so that they could be convenient and available to you and the people that we love. Take advantage, ladies and gentlemen, and God bless you.